Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. Solve challenging puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from your phone or tablet. Join the obsession. Click now to download Best Fiends for free or visit the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think, well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Chicago Cubs play here.
The pitch to Anthony. Swung on. Hit in the air. Deep right field. Cubs are going to win the ball game. Anthony Rizzo. A game-winning home run. Listen to this place.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score. The Chicago Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES.
Jonah Carey.
Hey, great to see you.
Me too. I don't know who you are, but it's great to see you.
CBS Sports and the Jonah Carey Podcast.
He's thrown his pillow, he's thrown his nightcap, and Yuppie's been thrown out of the ball game.
Tim Raines, enthusiast.
Tim Raines, yeah! Welcome to the Hall of Fame. Tim was rock solid playing.
Is that right?
Jonah Carey with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Must be Friday. Jonah Carey at Jonah Carey on Twitter. CBS Sports and the Jonah Carey Podcast joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Hello, Jonah.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Wonderful.
So the deadline passes and a flurry of moves by the Milwaukee Brewers, a couple of fortifications by the Cubs, and some bigger things from the Pittsburgh Pirates handicap the NL Central race.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. A lot of what depends on might not have anything to do with the players that change teams. I mean, is Chris Bryant going to go back to being healthy? Chris Bryant was 100% in hitting bombs. Jose Quintana and Kyle Hendricks going to pitch well. You know, those seem to be the things that might decide the division more than anything. The fortifications are nice. It was good to see Cole Hamels get the good first start. You know, Moustakas and Scope could be interesting for Milwaukee. Pirates are pretty far out. I don't think they're going to catch the Cubs or the Brewers, but obviously having Archer on the roster may certainly makes it more interesting over the following three seasons, if nothing else. But it really feels like this division is going to come down to the incumbents more than anything. The Cubs and the Brewers lined up, it's pretty comparable teams before the deadline. I still think they're pretty comparable teams, and I think it ultimately gets decided by the players who are on the roster before July 31st.
Watching the Pirates make the moves that they did for Chris Archer and the like, I couldn't help but thinking, maybe it's the cynical jerk in me, but where was this in 14? Where was it in 15? You know, the only additions in those seasons for a Pirates team that had a shot for the first time in 20 years were, like, not waiver guys.
Yeah, I think your point is well taken, and I think a lot of that falls on ownership. Ownership has to give the green light for things like that, and maybe they didn't now, and they are before, and they are now. I will point out that Archer and Kela don't cost that much salary-wise. Archer's just making a couple million dollars for the rest of the season and is, underpaid very much so for the next 3 years, and Kela's just a relief pitcher who's pre-arb. So it's nothing. They give up young talent, but it's not like they went out and got $20 million players. So there is that, and I think there's a recognition that, you know, you could do more than one thing at once, and it could be consistent. You could trade away Cole and McCutcheon. McCutcheon's been pretty bad this year, to be honest with you, although Cole's been awesome, and still move forward and come up with a different strategy when circumstances dictate, and the Pirates were playing good baseball, and it's kind of a double reward here. It's all right, we're going to make deals, and maybe it'll help us this year, but if not, we're well positioned for the future, and not for nothing, but if you look at that rotation, you know, when Jameson Taillon is your most experienced and reliable guy, you need innings, if nothing else. Even if Archer never becomes an all-star again, he's 200 innings of decent baseball. When you have Cool and Williams and Taillon and all that, you need a little bit of a stabilizer there. I thought that Atlanta was kind of the same thing, with Folty and Newcomb being the mainstays, you know, go out and get a Gausman who's by no means a super veteran, but at least another arm who can help you, it makes sense. Because if everybody in your rotation is young, you probably need to fortify it just a little bit.
So, Jonah, I'm looking at the AL East a little bit and interested in the talent that the Red Sox and Yankees both hold. And I guess with what the Yankees were able to do with the deadline and add some pitching, I understand that, and I think their feeling must be that we'll get to the playoffs and that all that bullpen help will just kind of fortify a rotation that's irpy at best. Assuming Aaron Judge comes back, Yankees is as talented as anybody else. I mean, is that short series going to benefit them as much as maybe anybody in that AL?
I mean, I feel like those are two separate questions. I don't think they're as talented as anybody else. I think the Astros are a better team than they are, and I think the Red Sox are a better team than they are because they're more complete. The starting pitching is there. The Yankees have a bunch of volume when it comes to starting pitching. But how much of that is talent? Even Severino is taking a step back lately, which could just be a cold streak, but also we've never seen Severino do one of those Madison Bumgarner, Max Scherzer seasons where he throws 245 innings when you count postseason. And so we have to see if that's doable as well. So the Yankees are a good team. And I guess, you know, a short series usually is supposed to benefit the inferior team. The idea is if you play the best of 162, the superior team emerges on top. But if you're playing a five-game series, yeah, then anything is in play. So I don't think they're a better team than the Red Sox or the Astros. But I do think they're capable of winning a short series because I think any team is capable of winning a short series.
Some numbers released by the Elias Sports Bureau. The MLB batting average in July was 255, so that brings the season mark from 246 up to 248. There were 6,546 hits, 6,195 strikeouts in July, which was notable because strikeouts exceeded hits in two of the first 3 months. And we were looking at some of this and thinking that we had crossed a Rubicon here. Did something change, or are we still looking at further evidence of a completely different game than we've seen?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because we're going month by month here, but you know, it's possible home runs have pulled back also a little bit from last season. So it's possible, and I think that it could be the one team seizes on something before others do. I can remember Oakland, this is 4 or 5 years ago now, and they went out and they got a bunch of players who didn't seem like much, but they were extreme fly ball hitters. And yep. Now flashing forward, we say, well, gee, I mean, Oakland was ahead of the curve. And lo and behold, those efforts are now paying off. The guys like Chris Davis are on the roster and really helping the team, and they're in a playoff position despite the lowest opening day payroll in all of baseball. Doesn't mean that Oakland's a big success story, but at least they saw something. And, you know, you could talk about trends, but it's really the 30 teams pivot at the same time. Maybe two or three teams are saying, you know what, maybe not everyone should strike out on a whole roster. Heck, Kansas City, when they won the World Series, there's a bunch of contact hitters. You know, even their power guys like Hosmer and Kane were not necessarily huge all-or-nothing three-true outcome Aaron Judge kind of guys. They'd hit some doubles and some home runs and some singles and not strike out that much. And, yes, they also hit the ball into the ballpark. So I think these things go in waves. And, you know, teams will go wherever it's most effective. It doesn't really matter to teams if it's aesthetically non-pleasing that they're striking out a lot. What they got to do is crunch the numbers. Because the old sabermetric adage is it doesn't matter an ounce and out. If you ground out, if you strike out, it's all the same. They need to have conclusive evidence that, you know what, high strikeout guys could hurt us because whatever, there's no productive outs, or whatever the reason is, they have to figure that out. And once they do, they'll go accordingly.
Jonah Carey, CBS Sports, joining us here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Jonah, you were you championed a man for the Hall of Fame not so long ago. We saw Class go in just this past week or so, and looking ahead to the 2019 ballot, I'm wondering if there's somebody on that list that's been on for a little while that you might choose to champion, though certainly not in the same way as Rock Reigns. Edgar Martinez, Mike Mussina do anything for you? They've been on the longest and stand, I think, the largest chance of getting voted in because guys like Clemens, Bonds, and Schilling, it's kind of just a, well, it's a who knows.
Well, first of all, it's my champion days, I think, are over. I mean, whatever, I'll defer to other people to do that. So I don't really.
Your work here is done.
Yeah, I mean, I tweet out my articles and stuff like that, but I don't go on crusades quite the way that I did. I'll cite another guy for you. That's Larry Walker. Walker, to me, he has as good a Hall of Fame case, if not better than Vladimir Guerrero. Certainly better than guys like Jim Rice and Orlando Cepeda and some others who made it in. He was a magnificent player, and he gets dinged because he played in Colorado. Go look at his road numbers from 97 to 99 when he was laying waste to the National League. They're really good. This is not a guy who's a creation of Coors Field. He hit really well in Coors Field, but he hit really well in Montreal, and he hit pretty darn well in St. Louis, and he got it done. It's just that it's a disjointed career, and he had some injuries, and he played with multiple teams in Coors Field. He had no 500 home runs, and people don't know what to do with him. just evaluate him on his merits. What's his on base? What's his slugging? How good was his defense? Break it all down. Use WAR, whatever else you want. And you'll see that he meets the standards of a Hall of Fame right fielder. Jay Jaffe has a standard called JAWS, which basically says, what is the average for a Hall of Famer at a particular position? Mm-hmm. Larry Walker is a better-than-average right fielder by that position. And by the way, Babe Ruth had majorly skewed the average because he's Babe Ruth. And still, when you look at the average, and the average is not the median per se, it's just a straight average, Walker's still better than it. So I think you really have evidence here that he deserves more attention. I think Edgar's going to get in regardless. There's enough attention that's been drawn on him now. People realize it. Mussina's got a shot. I certainly think he's worthy. I wrote an article literally in 2008, I believe it was right before Mussina retired, saying Mike Mussina should be in the Hall of Fame when nobody was talking about that. I'm on board with that. But I think the time has come to shift our focus to Larry Walker. And yes, he's a former Expo, but ultimately I think he's in, he should be in, because he was a great ball player, better even than some guys who are in the Hall right now.
Now, I know the answer to this is probably eventually going to be Joey Votto, but right now, isn't Larry Walker the best Canadian position player of all time?
Yes, he definitely is. I think there's no question about it. Votto is nipping at his heels, and I think it could pass him soon. You could make the argument, if you want to go by peak as opposed to career, that Votto's actually better than Walker. Walker just played longer, but we're going to get to the point where it's a fun debate. But yeah, Fergie Jenkins, of course, holds the title of greatest Canadian pitcher. Very deserving Hall of Famer. I don't think anybody would dispute that. And yeah, Walker's the best Canadian of all time. Now, it could be that you have the best Iowan or Minnesotan or Hawaiian of all time. I don't believe that a title automatically grants you entry. But I go back to the objective standards and I say, yeah, the objective standards are there.
Actually, I think we should check the JAWS scores of Joey Votto at the moment also, because we've been following that for a while now. And what I like about the JAWS score is it measures both career value and peak value and quantifies that in a way that some of the other measures don't do as well. We're talking with Jonah Carey, as we do every Friday around this time. And this is also the time when we begin examining waiver trades potentially and waiver claims. I love this time. It always confuses people, the idea of revocable waivers, because what waivers mean in other sports, oh, they're getting rid of this player. No, they're maybe seeing what kind of interest there might be in taking some money off some hands. So as you have examined contracts, who are players that maybe some big names who you think are reasonably movable via waiver trade?
Well, Josh Donaldson comes to mind as one. I mean, it's going to be tricky because, first of all, he has to get healthy. And secondly, he has to play well. And then third, he's got to find a way to pass through waivers. But his big contract could deter teams from just flat out making a claim, because then they might have to absorb, I think it's $7 million or something to that effect, and not know what they're getting. But he would seem to be the most obvious candidate, former MVP. And heck, when we were coming down to the trade deadline and the free agent year in general, it was a big four, right? It was Harper and Machado. It was Kershaw opting out of his contract, and Donaldson was supposed to be the other guy. That's what we were talking about a year ago, because Donaldson, if you look at WAR over 15, 16, 17, if I'm not mistaken, he was second to only Mike Trout in all of baseball, either second or third. He was a monster. And even last year when he suffered from injuries, he came back and raked, man, killed. And so that's a big, big addition. Not that many contenders need a third baseman, but who cares? Put him at shortstop or third or first or DH or whatever. He's a beast with the bat in his hands. So I think that would be one that comes to mind, obviously. And I think, too, the Nationals, the whole roster becomes interesting, because right now they're playing well coming off of the off of the deadline where they didn't trade guys except Brandon Kinsler. But if the Phillies and the Braves open up their lead, Harper's a free agent. Gio Gonzalez is a free agent. Ryan Madsen is a free agent. Kelvin Herrera is a free agent. Maybe Daniel Murphy is not a free agent, but you can make the case to trade Daniel Murphy. You have a whole bunch of fascinating guys. So, if you just want intrigue, you're rooting for Donaldson to get healthy and for the Nationals to have a terrible August so that half their roster can go on the market, and then the chaos really starts.
I did want to ask you about the NL East. I wonder if you do think the Nationals can get themselves back up into the conversation with the Braves and Phillies. But before I ask you that, remember, we talked at the beginning of the season, Jonah, the three of us, and we're looking at that Gabe Kapler situation and how ugly things got with calling a guy out of the bullpen who hadn't warmed himself up. It has been quiet around Gabe Kapler and the Phillies. I wonder, some of that's because of winning, but it seems as though he got his house right.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's the first time as a manager, and people make mistakes. It just happened to be high-profile mistakes or whatever. But I've met Kapler. I've talked to Kapler. He's very smart. He understands players. He's kind of worked on both sides. He's an ex-player himself. He's worked in the coaching realm. He's worked in the scouting realm. He's worked in the analytics realm. he is the new age manager. You know, he's got a little bit of everything. He's younger. He could stick around for 20 years, whether it's with the Phillies or with other clubs. And this is what they were looking for. He was a desired candidate by multiple teams. So it doesn't surprise me that he's having success, but I think you need to give credit to the Phillies pitchers in general, whether that's Capo, whether it's a pitching coach, whether it's minor league instruction finally kicking in years later. But Aaron Nola's really, really good now. And Zach Eflin's pretty darn good. And, you know, Jake Arrieta, who is their big-ticket free agent signing, he's their number three starter, their number four starter. I mean, they just have a lot of good pitchers on that team now. It's made a big difference compared to last season.
Do you expect the White Sox to call up Eloy Jimenez and or Michael Kopech anytime soon, and should they?
Yeah, the answer to both might be no. I mean, I guess there's some potential excitement or whatever, but, you know, if you can... You could give him one or both a cup of coffee now, and then instead of it being April 12th, you call him up next year, you could wait until May 1st. So you could do it that way, where you're giving them exposure, but you're still cognizant of the service time issue and you hold them back. But I'm not sure what gets accomplished. You're not going to really drive attendance, I don't think, that much if they happen to get called up. I just think it's one of those situations where, you know, you can't afford to wait. So they have stuff to work on, too, especially Kopech. Kopech has been, you know, he's got the blazing stuff and all that, but he's wild. We don't know what we're going to get. Let him iron out his command. I don't think it's any great travesty if you hold him back.
Some of the other side of the argument, at least when it comes to Eloy Jimenez, is that there exists a point in a prospect's development, in a player's development, where they need to see major leaguers. They have to face the next level. Yeah. I wonder if you think... I've been told that that level exists, maybe perhaps not for all prospects, but for some of the elites of the elite. I wonder if you've been told that that level exists, that that point of development exists, and whether you believe it.
Well, you know, it's funny. I believe the opposite now. I believe that it's easier to be a hitter in the major league than to be a hitter in the high minors for the simple reason that the baseball is juice. It's in the minors and it's juice in the majors. And you have guys, you think Gleyber Torres is a 35 home run guy if he stays in the minors? I don't think so. He's a great prospect who's benefiting from the stadium that he plays in and the balls that he's hitting. And even if they're slightly less juiced than they were before, all the evidence suggests that the minor leagues don't play with the same balls as the major leagues, and as such, it's a different story. So I think that argument holds for Kopech, but it doesn't hold for Eloy Jimenez. Eloy Jimenez could come up and hit 47 home runs in his rookie season. I would not even bat an eyelash. I am convinced that it's just a different form of baseball. We're just seeing it over and over. Prospects come up. Is Cody Bellinger the best home run hitter who ever lived? No, then why did he hit 39 bombs in his rookie season? Aaron Judge had no plate discipline, had no idea to play, and all of a sudden he's freaking Babe Ruth. You cannot tell me that it's just a magical elixir that leads all these rookies to suddenly be not only good but monstrous. It's because of the baseball. It is easier right now to hit in the majors, I don't care how many Noah Syndergaards that you have, than it is to hit in the minors. We see it over and over.
While we were talking about the Philadelphia Phillies and Gabe Kapler, did you see the Michael Franco bat flip?
10 steps.
I did not. I knew that he had a walk-up, but I didn't see the bat.
He took 10 steps.
10 steps toward first with the bat, then stopped and threw it straight in the air so violently his own helmet came off. I mean, this and apparently Kapler is on the record being very pro bat flip. Good. So I think it's great. I say with all of this, more, and let the baseball police grumble.
Well, and I just look at every other sport. When you have hockey, my God, the goal celebrations are awesome. When you have basketball, you can dunk in a guy's face and woof. When you have football, it's like coordinated dances. And soccer is literally the most ridiculous, where you run, I don't know, I can't say miles because it's a foreign sport. You run 30 kilometers, and then you do a slide, and then you take off your shirt, and then you propose to the first five people that you see in the stands, and that's all cool. Why in baseball do we have to have so much decorum for the old white complaining people? Why? Why? When you watch the WBC and Colombia's beating your brains in, or Puerto Rico or the DR, and they do all this stuff and they pile off the bench when it's a second inning home run to make it 4-2, that's great. It's fun. But as soon as it's in the big leagues, oh, no. Oh, the guardians of the game. Oh, it's me, mercy. Oh, somebody sick of the children. It's such BS, man. I wish I could swear on the radio. It's so stupid. And I'm very, very happy to see this. And I'm glad that Kapler, a manager, is backing this and not just the young Latin players. I want this all over the game. Baseball's trying to grow its brand. It's trying to be more fun. Its average age of viewer is 56 years old. A 56-year-old white guy is your typical viewer. Let 8-year-old kids like it. Let people of color like it. And the way to do that is not only to do shifts and have analytical blah, blah, blah. It's to have a guy hit a bomb and then do a dance. That would be great. More of that, please.
I just wish there was a way for you to express your feelings, John.
Amen.
No, I have no feelings on this.
Can I get a witness? Jonah, thank you. We'll start our weekend shortly after that.
Take your 10 steps and bat flip.
Yes, yeah, do it yourself. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That is Jonah Carey of CBS Sports.
I counted the steps. I saw the GIF like 7 or 8 times, and I watched the... Because it doesn't show... The GIF doesn't show Michael Franco from anywhere. Like it's just the chest and his hands and his face. But you can see his shoulders, like an old West gunslinger going up and down, so you can count really easily each and every step.
You could hear his spurs going shing, shing, shing.
It's like good, yep. Bad, and the ugly. Yeah. I mean, the guy is walking down the first baseline like he just shot the sheriff. It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. And then he, like you said, lost the helmet, yeah, on his own bat flip.
But the bat flip, it wasn't like a Joey Bats kind of thing. It was almost more theatrical, James Brown, like, this bat's too hot for my hands. Or this thing is too dangerous a weapon, I can't hold it anymore. Get this thing out of my hands now.
Oh, man.
I've got a home run trot to commence.
I don't know who you like in that NL East more, the Braves or the Phillies, you know, who to come out of it more.
Who do I want, or who do I expect?
I'll take both answers.
I guess I'm rooting for the Phillies. I find them pretty likable. I like the Kapler redemption thing. I like Jake Arrieta.
Yeah,
and I guess I'm rooting for him.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I find both teams remarkably likable. I mean, up and down, there's young players, there's some redemption stories.
Crazy young on Atlanta.
But yeah,
I mean, no team has ever been led by two guys at that age being this great.
And you look at, too, the young pitching that they've still, we just talked about Jim Callis's, you know, top 10 systems. The Braves are right there. I think that, what were they, second? I still have the thing up. They were second, right? And still with a bunch of pitchers that have been up and back down and kind of seen a little bit of taste of the big leagues. But for the Phillies, Michael Franco was a guy who, top tier prospect, not like the, you know, not Cody Ashe level of prospect when he debuted with the Phillies, but up there. Michael Franco, the last month, going back to July 1, 326, 373, 611. I mean, the guy has bounced back. He's a crusher.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt he's bat flipping after 10 steps.
Crusher. We have Cubs baseball that is coming your way in just a little bit, but there is more Bernstein and McKnight show to come. If you're just joining us, we did something new today. We created an award.
We did.
That we gave out, and we gave the first Ken Mastroli Award for performance in a Bears exhibition game to Javon Wims, the wide receiver that had 7 catches for 89 yards.
Though the game is meaningless, the award is not.
And
congratulations, Javon Wims.
And more points for the when the time in the game being less meaningful.
Oh, absolutely.
You do this in the garbage time of garbage times, you can really elevate yourself from the pack.
For instance, Javon Wims, though he won the first Ken Mastroli Award, he probably won't be the top point getter in Mastroli Award winners, because that game was close. So what we need is like a fourth quarter of a preseason game that's more like a 20-point lead somewhere or another. You know, we more meaninglessness gets you more points in this award system.
And we've been hearing your observations here on this Bears Friday about what you thought about last night. There's something that I definitely want to observe. It's a question that I have about a certain Bear who needs to be way more impactful than he was last night. You know, it's just one game. You don't know how play is called. It's all vanilla. But, you know, he was out there. They weren't protecting him like they were Kevin White.
Okay.
They were playing him, and you didn't see him. And this can't keep happening this way.
We'll find out who. From Dan, next, Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Crusher!
Molly here.
With David Hall.
We cover all of Chicago's teams every weekday morning, starting live at 5.
So start your day talking Chicago sports with Molly and Hall, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There were a lot of headlines yesterday saying, quote, Adam Jones explains why he vetoed trade to Phillies. Actually, he didn't. Jones did emphatically say that as a 10-5 player, 10 years in the majors, 5 with the same team, he had a right to veto the deal. Of course he did. He also said it was his decision. True. And his business. Not quite true. Jones is making $17 million this year because the public pays for tickets to see him play. And if he chooses to stay with a last place team rather than go to a first place team, fans have a right to know why. Family reasons? Fine. Just say so. Wanting to finish your career where you've played for 11 seasons? Absolutely. But it is baffling why a player would pass on the chance to be in a pennant race to stay with a team headed for 100-plus losses. It's Jones's call, 100%, but he hasn't explained it. I'm John Feinstein.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole, along with other health and fitness leaders, and your host, Steve Cashel.
We know the operation works. You lose time by trying non-surgical treatment, so we're going to pull the trigger sooner than we used to, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on 670 The Score.
Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. Solve challenging puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from your phone or tablet. Join the obsession. Click now to download Best Fiends for free or visit the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call the most honest lender I know, Team Hochberg. Meet Sally. Sally's heard hundreds of Team Hochberg's ads and called them for a mortgage, except no, she didn't. While pumping gas, the nation's largest online lender with a shiny rockets advertisement was running on the pump, so Sally called them for a mortgage. It's a bad move. The lender that loves their rocket quoted Sally a high rate and exorbitantly high closing costs. So she called Team Hochberg, and they explained that the lender infatuated with their rocket has crazy high closing costs. Team Hochberg doesn't have a rocket, but they have lower rates and lower closing costs than the nation's largest online lender, and they secured the financing on Sally's new home. So when you need a mortgage, you can call the online lender that loves spending millions promoting their rocket by charging borrowers ridiculously high closing costs, or you can call a trusted local lender, Team Hochberg, at 312-751-1333. Substantially lower closing costs, substantially lower interest rates, and Team Hochberg's helped thousands of Score listeners. They cannot help you if you do not call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 1918.
At ACE, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And like ACE, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my kids start school soon, and I want them to look best in class.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's biggest kids and baby sale of the year is on now. Get the latest styles from just $2, $4, $6, and $8.
Wow, those prices are incredible.
Plus, now you can make back-to-school shopping easy with buy online, pick up in-store. It's fun, fast, and free. Grab $2 tanks, $4 tees, $6 activewear, and $8 jeans and dresses right now.
All those styles for $8 or less? That's the best. Old Navy, here we come.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 7:30 to 8:12. Select styles only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Cubs center fielder Albert Almora. Have you ever attempted home run derby?
I won a home run derby in Cooperstown when I was 12. That's about my claim to fame for those kind of things.
No kidding!
I hit 6 out of 10 pitches.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I think it's very important, you know, repetition and consistency, in my opinion, are the two very important things to survive in this league. So, you know, you can be a hard worker, but, you know, if you do it every single day and you're dedicated to it, I mean, I think you'll be one, you will be the best player that you can possibly be.
What were conversations with you
and teams about your defense. What did you learn about playing zone versus playing man that you're going to have to play in the NBA?
In zone, the only thing I perfected was my verticality. You know, I was kind of just standing in the middle the whole time, but, you know, I didn't lose, in my opinion, anything on the defensive end from going to zone.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Homes away from home happen for less. The Cubs Radio Network and Xfinity are letting you make the call. Meet score producer Shane Reardon. Record a play-by-play call at the Cubs Radio broadcast desk and enter for a chance to win Cubs sweet tickets. Just go to the Crystal Lake Xfinity store at 5890 Northwest Highway tomorrow afternoon from noon to 2. Brought to you by Xfinity, exclusive Wi-Fi and wireless partner of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Hey, a couple other nuggets about Doran Grant. Guess where he went to high school?
Where?
St. Vincent, St. Mary's. You know who went there? LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Here's the snap.
Jody Hagler, stop with that. We're calling a football game.
So great. Enough. Up top there.
Enough of your jocularity and foolishness.
We're fun LeBron here? We're in the first of five preseason games?
Come on. This is the preseason. This stuff so matters. Important. Where the hell was Adam Shaheen last night?
Do not know.
I saw his name. Like, oh, Shaheen's playing. Okay. All right. Nothing. I had no idea he was out there. And he, how about this, too? Remember all that we made about his whole Chipotle thing and that guy's, you know, keep, just we were talking to Patrick Manley.
It was keeping the weight on. I'm trying to remember. What was the Chipotle thing? Refresh my memory.
Yeah, just how
he ate a lot of it.
Ate a lot of it, tried to put on good weight, and Chipotle gave him some sort of, like, forever card.
Oh,
and
good for him.
He doesn't look any bigger. I thought this offseason he was going to start carrying good weight and throw his body around a little bit.
Is he stronger?
He's the Y tight end, the inline blocker.
Is it worth asking him? You know, maybe the weight's not there, but he's strong. I mean, you could be stronger and not heavier necessarily, right?
Come on, man. It's like, here's your chance. Your second round pick.
Well, the guy's supposed to be the freak athlete, right? I mean, he's supposed to be the tight end that shows in all of the measurables and all of the, you know, the vertical, the catch radius, the fast explosiveness.
Let's go.
And I know you said, when did we talk? Like around the draft or something like that? You thought he was a better inline blocker than he got credit for in his first season. I don't necessarily see that. I'm willing to, you know, I went back and I watched some of that stuff, and I'll do that as we go this preseason too, to go back and try and look at Shaheen. But I didn't see that.
But when I saw that he
was
active.
And I don't know that we're
going to
see it in preseason either.
I don't know. It was just a little scary to me to think that he's out there running with the bums. And that's in Pamplona every year.
It's very scary.
Yes, you can go and cross it off your bucket list.
Everyone wears pink while they run instead of the white.
If you want to run with the bums, you could get gored, and you don't want that to happen. But I was just concerned that he didn't show something at some point about anything. This segment brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats, coming off a 10-win season, host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single-game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Grab a couple phone calls here, starting with Kurt in Old Town on the Score.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kurt.
How you doing?
Fine.
Driving around the city today is no fun.
No, it's not. I would advise against that. Unless you enjoy seeing, like, young girls with short shorts and glitter in odd places. Because there's...
Right.
I
am glad I don't have a daughter, because they wear practically nothing.
They're wearing nothing.
Yes.
Oh. What's on your mind today, Kurt?
Hey, I think there is a difference in baseball and the celebrations, the bat flips. My reasoning is because baseball is one of the only sports where it's one-on-one, pitcher versus batter.
Yeah.
Whereas pitcher versus batter, batter hits a home run, and the bat flips are getting out of hand, and the batters are showing up the pitchers.
Why is that bad?
Yeah.
What's the downside of that?
You know, I think it's rubbing it in the pitcher's face.
So?
I think when he cashes that game check, he's not going to give a damn.
Well, you don't see the pitcher... You don't see the pitcher throwing his glove up in the air and celebrating that way when he strikes somebody out.
Yeah, no, you see the guys shoot a pretend arrow.
Right, or fist pump, or go crazy. Yeah, a lot of that.
Pirouette.
And, Fernando Rodney's like 55. He's been doing it forever.
Yeah, that's maybe at the end of a game.
Okay, but what's the downside to any of it?
Well, maybe you bring in the younger crowd. Is that what you're trying to do with all these bat flips?
I just think it's fun.
Do you think the pitchers think it's fun?
I think the pitchers think it's fun when they get a strikeout and they can celebrate.
Well, so we should start seeing celebrations on the pitcher's mound then.
Sure. And we do. They usually scream into their glove, pump their fist, run to the dugout. Yeah.
I think that's less of a norm than this enormous bat flip.
But what's the downside to any of it?
I think it's rubbing it in the face because baseball is more of a one-on-one.
Yeah, even that assumed. What's the downside of that?
I just think you're showing up. You're showing up.
They are. That's exactly what they're doing. What's the downside?
Well, in other team sports, you're not showing any one particular person up.
How do you think the goaltender feels when there's a breakaway?
Well, it's a team sport. You could blame that on the defense.
It's a breakaway. And it's one-on-one.
Well, right there, I would hate to be the goaltender because the goaltender in soccer is on a breakaway is at a big disadvantage.
I was thinking hockey, but that's fine. I just don't think there's anything bad about the spectacle of it.
I just think it's showing it up in baseball.
What's the downside of it?
It's fun. Just let it be fun. Can't just be fun.
No, I think that baseball, just being at a baseball game in general. I love baseball. Being at a game in general is fun. I don't need any of these bat flips or anything else. The game in itself is fun.
Yeah, but this makes it more fun.
I don't even pay attention to the bat flips.
Why not?
The home run. The home run is fun for me.
Why'd you call?
It's all fun. There doesn't have to be a finite amount of fun.
Oh, I get it. Kids can't find baseball fun in his world.
Of course they can.
So get out.
I don't know.
Get away from my
sport. I don't think there's any downside to it, especially because just because the game has been played a certain way here doesn't mean that we're in other countries and other cultures it's always been a part of the game. That's the game they know.
So now most of the time when you see a home run, you're watching a game, you see the home run.
Yes.
Nobody sees the bat flip.
Yes, they do.
They show it in a replay.
No,
they have to show it in a replay.
So no, really, your problem is with the networks who are replaying the bat flips.
You can see all of it. You watch the ball leave the bat. You're watching it. You look back. You see the celebration. Everybody's going crazy. I mean, I don't see why it's threatening to you.
I think that whole part of it is showing up the pitcher.
It is, but so what?
I disagree with it. That's what? My take. Now, everybody could have a different take.
Okay, well, I think that's where we are. Have a wonderful weekend, Kurt, and
drive safe.
And drive safely.
Eyes on the road.
We appreciate 10-2. Your call.
Oh, wait, are you supposed to do 10-2 anymore? No, you're supposed to drop your hand some, right?
They keep changing it.
Isn't it like 9-3?
Yeah, I think now, no, I think it's like one hand all the way down your pants.
Right,
and
yeah,
the other,
all the way down. Yeah. Like some people half-ass it. They'll just go like a little.
I think it's finger in the nose.
Like a Bundy
nose,
thing.
Hand in your crack.
Get in there. Yeah. Commit.
My dad would play
driving.
Cards with us and drive with his knees.
Oh, that's a skill. That's a good dad skill there. South Shore, Bill, you're on Bernstein and McKnight on the score.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday, man.
You too.
You know what? It was so exciting to get myself in front of the tube, watch some football last night. In the third or fourth quarter, I can't think, it might have been fourth, that skinny post into the end zone. It was a clean play.
Yep.
I thought safety come up. It was a backup player. I'm not sure who it was.
Nick Orr.
Okay. I mean, that's a clean breakup.
Yep.
And for the first time that I can honestly remember, I honestly had to turn the television off because I was so upset, and I'll tell you why real quick. I mean, the NFL, to try and pretend that they haven't made themselves where they are today as a gritty, violent contact sport that's going to see injuries, and that's just the way it is. That's just the game. Just how people tune in, and the UFC has become an enigma of itself. It has become that because it is a gritty, violent contact sport with high-level competition, and people tune in to see the violence, okay? And to try and pretend that that's not what the game is ridiculous. And I could see if it's malicious, like some Vontaze Burfict type plays.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this is full on bang bang plays. You're gonna have head to head contact, and that's just the way it friggin' is. I don't understand. They're gonna lose me, and they might lose other people as fans, because if they're gonna be throwing flags for those kind of plays, it's gonna be unstomachable for me to watch that, because that's good defense, and that's just what the game is. It's
Bill,
not a malicious play.
Bill,
what do you guys think about that?
I'm as worried about it as you are, man. And I hope on hope, and I started the show with this, I hope on hope that they are just throwing as many flags as they can in the preseason so as to ferret out what is and isn't a penalty, you know, to help themselves learn this new rule that they've written in there without really thinking about what they did. I don't know if that's the case. I can't tell you to be hopeful that they execute this properly. Or well.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, Bill, you're going to have a lot of turn off the TV moments if that already is your threshold for it.
Yeah, and it's going to be with starters, too. It's going to be with impact players. It's going to be with big plays. It's not going to be this, you know, nonsense stuff at the end of a fourth quarter of a meaningless game. It's going to be impact stuff. I mean, Bill's hanging in there for four quarters of this last night.
Yeah, the fact that you were still there tells me you're probably going to be okay.
I mean,
you're probably
going to
hang in.
Well, no,
yeah.
He's hardcore. I mean, if the NFL's worried about losing any viewership, it's Bill, first and foremost. And now you got Bill flipping the set off.
Time for us to turn this over to Cubs baseball while we send out our thank yous. Our guests today, Lawrence Holmes, Ken Mastroli, he of the eponymous award we have created, Patrick Manley, and Jonah Carey.
Listen to Lawrence's show tonight, too. We talked to him earlier
definitely.
Today. He has a whole lineup going on this evening.
Joe Ostrowski had our updates. Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and Mike Chen helped out as producers today. We'll be back on Monday with all kinds of sports to talk about. But it is Cubs and Padres, and it is next on your home for Chicago Cubs baseball, Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Score with radio.com. It's easy. Go to radio.com/listen or download the radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with radio.com.
Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. Self-challenging puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from your phone or tablet. Join the obsession. Click now to download Best Fiends for free or visit the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
There's more to Indiana State University.
More conference championships.
More art exhibits.
More Greek life.
More research.
More study abroad.
More international students.
More to discover.
In fact, there's only one thing there's not more of at Indiana State, and that's cost. Forbes magazine includes us among the nation's best when it comes to quality and value. There's more to Blue. Learn more at indstate.edu.
Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on August 26th. Enter to win at Chicago's pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and four tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods. Buy Chicago Cubs Edition waffles and appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
At ACE, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And like ACE, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
August 7th on HBO.
And now, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by Gerber, Collision and Glass, ExxonMobil, The Village of Bedford Park, AZEC Building Products, Hills Brothers Coffee, Insure on the Spot, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers911Chicago.com, Supercuts, 877 Cars for Kids, and Old Dominion Freight Line. And now, your host, Zach Zaidman.
Joe Maddon said it best the other day, stating the Cubs have not played up to their optimum level since the All-Star break. Good afternoon. Hi, everyone. Zach Zaidman at Wrigley Field. Mostly sunny, 77 degrees. Wind blowing in. Delighted to have you with us. Now, while Maddon is right, the Cubs still have the best record in the National League at 62-46, but they're coming off a loss to the worst team in the National League, San Diego. Game 2 against the Padres today, joined now by Ron Coomer. Sponsored by MyPillow, save over 40% plus free shipping on two standard Queen or King Premium MyPillows. Order now at MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, and Coom, how do the Cubs get back to that optimum level?
Well, there's a couple things. One, you know, you want to, first of all, pitch it well, right? I mean, that's the main thing. And, you know, the rotation has had some good starts here as of late, so that's been good. And offensively, be consistent, right? I mean, Cubs have had some really good streaks, and then they've had a few games like last night, and that's going to happen. But you'd prefer them not to happen with eight guys in the lineup who, you know, you get three hits. If you can have one or two and then a couple guys really carry the load night after night, that's pretty good. The team defense has been good and getting very good. That's important. But I just think putting it all together, like you feel, you know, like that 16 team when they won a World Series, they were putting it all together, and every night little things were happening positively.
And usually August is when the Cubs have turned it up a notch under Joe Maddon. Let's get to the keys to the game. Sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com, and by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. So Jose Quintana is on the mound for the Cubs. Tyson Ross is on the hill for the Padres. What should we know?
Well, Q had a really rough outing in his last start in St. Louis. I expect him to be really strong and really kind of have some motivation because that was his worst start of the year. And, you know, he's a really proud guy and works extremely hard. So I expect good things from him, having good command of his fastball in attacking hitters today. And I think for the Cubs, this could be a good matchup. Joe Maddon has stacked the lineup with left-handers except for two hitters. And to me, Ross is a guy who really gets most of the damage against him is all left-handed. So he's a slider ball guy. If the Cubs can get that slider in the zone and not chase the one down and in, they should do really well against Tyson Ross today.
Cubs start the day a game ahead of Milwaukee in the National League Central. Coom, thanks. Coming up, Len Casper has the latest on the Cubs' arms with pitching coach Jim Hickey on the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Listen to Joe Maddon talk Cubs baseball Tuesdays at noon on the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my kids start school soon, and I want them to look best in class.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's biggest kids and baby sale of the year is on now. Get the latest styles from just $2, $4, $6, and $8.
Wow, those prices are incredible.
Plus, now you can make back-to-school shopping easy with buy online, pick up in store. It's fun, fast, and free. Grab $2 tanks, $4 tees, $6 activewear, and $8 jeans and dresses right now.
All those styles for $8 or less? That's the best. Old Navy, here we come.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 7:30 to 8:12. Select styles only.
Wow. 1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Ready to become insanely obsessed? Then join the millions and millions of people who have already downloaded Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the beautiful, super addictive game that puts your strategy and smarts to the test. Solve challenging puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With new levels and events every week, you won't be able to tear yourself away from your phone or tablet. Join the obsession. Click now to download Best Fiends for free or visit the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So, are there any other things you need me to talk about? Or I could do an ad for something I really like lotion. You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At ACE, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And like ACE, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
ChampionRoofing.com.
Cubs versus San Diego. First pitch scheduled for 1:20. Mike Montgomery was cruising yesterday, but the bullpen couldn't hold it. Len Casper has more with Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey.
Zach, thank you. It was an odd ball game last night, scoreless into the middle innings, and then things kind of got away.
Yeah, they got away a little bit in the middle there. Mike Montgomery did a very nice job taking us into the sixth inning. He worked around a little bit of potential damage in the one inning, made a nice play. And unfortunately, he walked Hosmer, and it was a one-run game. And even though he was pretty much in control, Villanueva coming up does a lot of damage to left-handed pitching. So we elected to bring in Jesse Chavez, and things just didn't go our way.
And he's been so good here as a Cub, and really your entire bullpen has been good. And look, the Padres had a good approach last night.
They did. They had a really good approach. They did a nice job. Our bullpen has been outstanding. I am not reluctant to go to them at all in any type of a situation. And, you know, Jesse spoiled us a little bit here with the 8 or 9, just almost, every inning was just clean, 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 and it's bound to happen sooner or later.
All right, Jose, I know, really wants to get back out there after a rough one his last time out. What did you work with him on this week?
We worked going up and down, basically, versus in and out so much. Up and down with the good four-seam fastball, with the ride through the zone, encouraging him to throw more changeups and go ahead and put guys away with that curveball and just not be too fine. Just be aggressive. And we talked about it before. He gets in trouble when he gets into deep counts and when batters see five, six, and seven pitches. So if we can have the mindset of on or out in three pitches, I think he'll be successful.
All right, go get him today.
All right, thank you.
That's Jim Hickey. Zach, back to you.
Tickets are available for the Sunday, August 12th game with the Nationals, Len, as well as the two-game matinee set with the Brewers on the 14th and 15th. Visit Cubs.com and secure your tickets today. Coming up, no KB as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag We Are Mobile on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Hey, it's Ian Happ. This is where you want to be to hear every Cubs game. Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein. Summer in Chicago is baseball and barbecues and blasting the AC. But trust me, I know this. When your unit overworks, it can leak and then there's water everywhere. And it happened. And I remembered, call Aloha Restoration. And they were full service restoring my home to pre-disaster condition with me from start to finish. Aloha Restoration is a proud part of the Lake County community. Honorable mention winners of the Better Business Bureau's 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. And Aloha repairs all damage from mold and fire and water in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurney, Grays Lake, all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
Hey, Cubs fans, are you a steak lover? It's grilling season, and you can finally get your hands on the finest steaks in Chicago. The guys behind your favorite Chicago steakhouses, Lynn's Heritage Angus, now sell direct to consumers for the first time ever at EatAngus.com. From steakhouse-aged prime ribeyes to the ultimate fillets, taste the Lynn's difference at EatAngus.com. That's eatangus.com. Use discount code SCORE for special pricing. Only available to Cubs radio listeners.
Oh, 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 oh. Visit CVS.
Get $10 in extra bucks rewards when you spend $30 on these sizzling offers and more. Only at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy. Have a great hair day with select dry shampoo and any Shea Moisture hair care. Buy one, get one 50% off. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weekly ad for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
When you're living your best life, you need the best unlimited. And right now with Verizon, anyone 55 and over can get an amazing deal by switching to the most awarded network. Stop by your local Verizon store today or visit VerizonWireless.com to learn more.
Cubs Padres today at Wrigley Field. Zach Sagan with you. Time now to check on who's hot and cold. Sponsored by Plumbers911Chicago.com. Go to Plumbers911Chicago.com where a licensed, dependable plumbing expert is ready to answer your call. So Anthony Rizzo has hit leadoff in 18 straight games. He's batting .353 during that time with three homers, 11 RBIs, five doubles, a triple, and 10 walks, which adds up to a .458 on base percentage, which is outstanding for someone hitting in the leadoff spot. The cold is Albert Almora Jr., who is mired in a 1-for-21 slump over his last seven games. The injury report is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Now, Chris Bryant is eligible to come off the DL today, but he's not ready. Bryant still feeling discomfort in his left shoulder. Bryant hasn't played since July 23rd. No target date for his return until he resumes baseball activity. Now, Joe Maddon saying that Bryant is getting stronger, which is a good sign. The business of baseball is sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. Randy Rosario is back up with the Cubs this after Brian Dunsing was placed on the 10-day disabled list with what the Cubs are calling left shoulder inflammation. Coming up, Monty on Monty. That's next on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Chicago sports and more on the Mully and Haw Show. Mornings 5 to 9 on The Score.
stands. Here's a great opportunity from BBVA Compass. Get America's award-winning mobile banking app with free checking from BBVA Compass with no monthly service charge and a free Visa debit card. Between innings, you can pay bills, check balances, or browse financial tips with your fingertips. Then enjoy the action. Visit BBVACompass.com to apply today. BBVA Compass, creating opportunities for fans like you. Checking accounts and debit cards subject to approval, which may include credit approval. $25 minimum opening deposit required. Refer to account terms and conditions for details. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank.
Are you overpaying on your utility bills? How would you know? Aguera Energy, an energy market expert, helps businesses find the most affordable and competitive rates for their natural gas and electric needs. If you're a business owner in the Chicago area, visit GoAguera.com right now to sign up today. That's GoAguera.com. Energy to power your world. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Please visit Aguera Energy's website at GoAguera.com for additional information. Electric license 150330 and natural gas license 150342.
Baseball! Gourmet edible cookie dough! At the same time? That's right, the Cookie Dough Cafe has your bases covered. Available at concessions near Section 135 and on the suite level by the scoop.
Zach Sagan at Wrigley Field, Cubs Padres today. Mike Montgomery coming off another solid performance yesterday, thanks in part to tweaking his curveball.
I just changed, you know, where I grip the ball to begin with. The other part of how I, you know, how I'm throwing it hasn't really changed a whole lot. I think trying to get on top of it a little more. I think my arm slot's gotten a little too low, especially on the curveball. I think when my curveball has been at its best, it's my arm slot's been a little bit higher. So, you know, just in throwing bullpen sessions, and you know, we bring out the TrackMan data out there, and we can see, you know, the spin and, you know, the movement and, you know, the trajectory of it and, you know, what I'm looking for. And then actually to get to see that with